high school softball is filled one game at a time, where pitchers attack the zone, defenses stay sharp, and hitters battle for every opportunity. It's a grind through the season, each inning shaping the road toward the postseason. Today, two teams take the field, looking to gain ground, build momentum, and keep their goals in reach. Today's broadcast is brought to you by your Cantaland Radio Sports Boosters, supporting local athletes and the games you love. Today's first pitch is just around the corner. First, we go to the diamond for today's pregame here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
KMZA, a part of the MSU Sports Radio Network. I'm Crimson Prophet Blaine Burdick and Justin Fluke back in studio. We got a matchup here for you today, the Class 1A to 2A Regional Softball Tournament down here at Onega for a quarterfinal matchup between Onega and the Jefferson County North Chargers. The winner of this matchup will either take on McLeod or Valley Heights. Also on the line, potentially, Mission Valley is the number one seed in this tournament. They are currently in a game head-to-head right now against the 16th seed. If they are potentially upset and Onega wins tonight, that might give a chance for Onega to host regional, both semifinal and championship. So that also potentially on the line. If I get that kind of put into my ear throughout this broadcast, I'll kind of mention it again. But going right back into this matchup, first all-time meeting between these two teams, the Onega Buffaloes out of the Twin Valley League and the Jefferson County Chargers out of the Northeast Kansas League. Onega, it's been a great season. 17-8 overall, 7-5 through league play. Of course, the last doubleheader they faced was against Centralia, the team that came away with the league victory, league title, I should say, for this season. They were swept by Centralia 3-2, 5-4. But before that, they split against Oskie, one of the top teams that won the state championship last year and won the 2A. They won the first game 2-1. We had that game actually on a broadcast here just a couple of weeks ago. That was an incredible game pitched by Willow Hochstedler, the pitcher here today, and throwing the eighth pitcher for the Onega Buffaloes. Today's matchup's definitely going to be one for pitching. Both teams definitely have both strengths and weaknesses, along with Onega having a lot of senior experience, whereas JCN having a lot more younger lineup on their team. Real quick, we're going to take a step aside. We'll come back and get you starting lineups for both sides. Again, it's the Onega Buffaloes hosting the quarterfinal matchup here, the Class 1A, 2A Softball Regional, the JCN. We're back here after this on the MSU Sports Radio Network.
The Pines of Holton is hiring compassionate and dedicated CMA and CNA professionals to join our team. Hi, this is Nikki. If you're passionate about providing exceptional care to our residents and want to work in a supportive, friendly environment, we'd love to hear from you. We offer competitive pay, a great work atmosphere, and opportunities for growth. Apply today and become a valued member of the Pines of Holton family. At the Pines of Holton, it's our family caring for yours.
Hi, this is Kevin Felkamp with United Bank and Trust. When it comes to your farm, we understand the challenges and opportunities that come with agriculture. Whether you need livestock, equipment, real estate, or operating expenses, the loan experts at United Bank and Trust are here to serve you and your needs. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
May is Mental Health Awareness Month. Mental health is essential to everyone's overall health and well-being, and mental health illnesses are common and treatable. It's important to pay attention to both our physical and our mental health. This can help you achieve overall wellness and set you on the path to recovery. If you are struggling with your mental health and want help finding the tools and resources to help you feel better, please call Seneca Family Practice at 785-336-6107 and schedule an appointment with your primary care physician today. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
Are those old windows driving up your fuel bill? It might be time to upgrade to Gerken Windows. At Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca, you can buy direct, no middleman, so you get top quality Gerken windows at no extra cost. Stop in today and talk with their knowledgeable sales team to get started on replacing your windows. And remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca. When you need a handyman, call John's Repair in Holton. From portable welding services to HVAC, heat, and air, John McManical will fix the job right. Call 969-6400 for John's Repair. They even give a discount to senior citizens. 969-6400 for John's Repair in Holton.
Denison State Bank turns 125 years old in 2026. That's not a statistic to take for granted. 50 years ago, there were 615 banks in Kansas. Today, there are 189. Having a hometown bank is special, and we're as committed as ever to remaining here serving local people and businesses with your continued loyalty and trust. So stay with us. Denison State Bank, year 125, member FDIC.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. With their signature stack burgers, chicken sandwiches, and chicken strip baskets, there's something for everyone. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot foot sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
Hi, this is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years, and our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
This is Jordan Robbins with Morton Building, serving Northeast Kansas. At Morton, the difference is in the details. From our cutting-edge innovations, best-in-class warranty, and our craftsmen in the field, we are dedicated to surpassing expectations. Our legacy of excellence spans more than 50 years in Northeast Kansas with thousands of satisfied customers. From farm shops to garages and even commercial structures, Morton Buildings are built stronger, last longer, and look better. Don't settle for less. Get the best by calling Randy, Michael, or myself, Jordan, at 785-364-4177 or visit MortonBuildings.com.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
A cloudy and breezy day down here in Onega, but the rain holds off at 75 degrees again. Cloudy, south winds coming at about 18 miles per hour. A Class 1A to 2A regional softball quarterfinal matchup again down here in Onega, Kansas. They host this one. Onega here taking on the Jefferson County North Chargers. Onega this season 17-8, 7-5 in league play. Earlier in this season, they won the Valley Falls Tournament. So, again, it's been a great year. Last year, they took a run to the state tournament, lost in the first round to Leon Bluestem 2-0. But back in 2024, they played third overall in the state. And then you look at Jefferson County North, a program that has just been kind of gently coming to rise here the last couple of years. They start back in 2023. They have made win improvements nearly every single year with their most wins this season. Despite starting off with 11 straight consecutive losses, they're 8-18. Let's go over both teams' starting lineups here today, starting here off. But the team that's coming up to hit first in the Jefferson County North Chargers, Reese Knoll, the freshman, bats first. She's going to be pitching today for the Chargers. Brooklyn Porter, the shortstop freshman, bats second. Myra Weiser will bat third, the center junior. Batting fourth, Tenley Knoll, the freshman catcher. Batting fifth, Emily Sabelka, the junior. Emily Wood, the junior, out in left field. Bree Elperting, the sophomore in right field. Morgan Turner, the second baseman sophomore. Holly Knoll, the junior third baseman, and Parker Burke, the freshman flex for the Jefferson County North Chargers. For the Onega Buffaloes, it's asking DeChamps, shortstop. Carly DeChamps, the designated player. Little Hawk Shedler, the pitcher, who's about to get her start here up on the circle. Abby Ringel, the first baseman senior. Jaden Haskin, the senior center fielder. And Vissa Savage, the junior catcher. Mackenzie Dorsey, the junior right fielder. Kinley Van Dong, the freshman third baseman. And Hayden Motzke, the freshman second baseman. And first pitch here on the way. It's a high riser over the head of Knoll for ball one. Knoll, a young freshman, holds a couple records here for JCN this season. Second pitch delivered fastball down the middle for strike one. Now 1-1 here on the count on the freshman, Reese Knoll. As just a freshman, owns the JCN single season record with 23 walks and 15 steals. Next pitch over here on the 1-1, a high riser, and that one hits the backstop. 2-1 now on the count. 2-1 count on Reese Knoll. Brooklyn Porter on deck. Here's the next pitch. A little change-up action. That gets the swing and the strike. Reese Knoll, the freshman, now on an even 2-2. 2-2 count here on Knoll. Mark Stutler, the stout pitcher this season for Onega. A riser over the shoulder height, and that'll be ball three. 3-2 count now. Hochstetler with an ERA of 1.57. She's 11 wins, just 4 losses this season. And here on the full count pitch, that's a K for Hochstetler to begin this game. Not even a swing taken by Reese Knoll. Now up to bat, it's Brooklyn Porter, a shortstop freshman for JCN. One up, one down. First pitch, and that one is way up and out. And a couple of these for Hochstetler has gotten away. And thankfully, again, there's no runners here on the bases quite yet, but there's been definitely a couple of these that could be counted as wild pitches. 1-0 count on Porter. Here's the next pitch. High and away for ball two. Hochstetler this season has pitched 93 innings, the most in this team by a mile. Closest next to her would be Owens at 34. 2-0 count. Here's the pitch. Change up into the dirt. The wet dirt, that is, as rain came through last night. 3-0 count now on the freshman Brooklyn Porter trying to earn a walk. And then this next one's a change up under the knees for ball four. 14th walk of the season earned by Brooklyn Porter. Porter gets herself on base with Lyra Weiser. Up to bat now. Their center fielder, Junior, in the back of the box. First pitch, fastball down the middle for strike one. Weiser this season batting .351. Next pitch here on the 0-1 is high. That's a wild pitch that escapes. Brooklyn Porter will take second. Just mentioned that a couple of these. These first batters have gotten away from Hochstetler, but that time, runner on first is able to advance to second off the wild throw. 1-1 count on Weiser. Hochstetler delivers fastball up too high. Ball one. Ball two, excuse me. 2-1 count. Here's the next pitch. Changed up. This is going to be lifted up into the infield. Tracking it is the shortstop. Cronega making the play. That's Addison DeChant to get the second out. Crucially recorded out. That was also an opportunity with a runner in scoring position for Weiser. Came up short. Now it's Tenley Knoll, the freshman, up to bat. Neon gloves, pink and green. Middle of the box, low choke on the bat. Fourth in the batting order. First pitch, fastball, bottom of the zone, but in. Runner on second, two down, top of the first, Onega and JCN. Quarterfinal regional matchup. Winner moves on to the semis. Next pitch, inside for strike two. Tenley Knoll nearly bats 400 this season, 23 RBIs on the year. An RBI chance there on second. But down 0-2 has to protect. Here's the next pitch. This is lifted up in the infield, and DeChant makes another play, a pop-up to the shortstop. A runner is left stranded on second. We go down to the bottom of the first here. Onega up the bat at 0-0 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
If you're making plans for landscaping, your home, or business, you can get just what you want at Souther's Building Supply in Seneca. They have patio stones and rock in a choice of colors, including river rock, rainbow stone, and pond pebbles. Plus, they have everything for planting, like potting soil, topsoil, manure, and peat humus, just to name a few of the items that will make your lawn the best it's ever been. It's all at Souther's Building Supply on First Street in Seneca. We'll be right back. Visit Leonard's Deli on Highway 36 in Seneca for their fresh, delicious sandwiches, yummy deli meats and cheeses, a variety of fresh deli trays, and for their soft serve ice cream. Leonard's Deli on Highway 36 in Seneca.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to the MSU Sports Radio Network. Due up here for Onega as we go to the bottom of the first, 0-0. Onega and JCN. Onega coming up. Assassin the chance to start off the top of the order, the shortstop senior. Carly Chance will follow designated player freshman, and Willow Hochstetler, the junior pitcher. And they're finding out at the cleanup spot will be Abby Ringgold, senior. Defensive lineup for the JCN Chargers. It's Reese Null on the bump. Tenley Null catching. Burke at first. Turner at second. Porter will be at shortstop. Holly Noll will be at third, Wooded out in the left, Weiser out in the center, and Erfelding out in right. Let's talk about one stout pitcher today for Onega, being Hochstetler, being with this program every year she has. And this is a very young year here for Reese Noll. Again, a freshman for JCM, but she's been a stout pitcher, pitching 75 innings this year and 63 strikeouts. We just saw that first the top inning. Blaine, what are some expectations here for this matchup?
Well, it's definitely going to be a pitching game here today. I mean, that's how I've seen majority of the Onega softball games that I've been to. And so that's got to be the same for JCN if they want to compete with these Onega Buffaloes coming into this matchup.
Yeah, and starting this off will be Addison DeChant, a solid hitter for this team indeed. She has over 500 this season, a 506 average. 43 hits on the year, 24 RBIs, 17 doubles, one triple, and to lead the team with four. Big home run. First pitch to Chant. That's going to slip the left zone. Corner of it, first strike one. Reese Knoll's going to have to pitch a good game here for JCN to give her team a chance. Very solid Onega lineup. And this next pitch is put out the shortstop right under the glove, and that will be a single for Addison DeChant, earning hit number 44 this season to lead the team.
It was a great hit there by DeChant. I mean, just right into the gap. Shortstop had a little bit of struggle on it, and it's kind of weird with the muddy field here tonight. I mean, I think I was told it rained 2 inches, but that was back down in Wetmore. We're up here in Onega.
First pitch, Carly DeChant, top of the zone for strike one. You're right, field conditions will play a factor, a little bit of a muddy infield. You saw on that hit, that ball just stuck right into the dirt and it had a weird bounce after that made it hard for Porter to play off of. So that's going to be something a little different. You don't get your traditional candy hops. You're going to have some more of those low bouncers. Here's a bunt being shown by DeChant. That'll go foul for strike two. Carly DeChant now down 0-2 on the count. Well, Hochstetler on deck, Abby Ringgold in the hole. Addison DeChant on first. Onega team that has made the state tournament in the last two consecutive seasons, placing third back in 2024. Here they finished 21-5. 0-2 count. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed. Fastball burnt by DeChant for the K. Reese Knoll, that's her 64th strikeout on the season. Well, Hochstetler now up to bat. Run on first, one down. Bottom of the first, 0-0, Onega JCN. Regional quarterfinal. First pitch to Hochstetler is high over her helm. Four ball one. Talk about how great Hochstetler is on the circle for Onega, but that also carries over to the batting side of things. She has one of the best averages on the team, 527. 98th plate appearance, that pitch above her head again for ball two. That's impressive. Nearly 98 plate appearances on the season. At 98 of those plate appearances, 96 have been at bats. 48 hits on the year to lead the team and 40 RBIs to lead the team. 2-0 count on Hochstetler. She shows bunt. She pulls back. It's going to clip the left corner of the zone for a strike. But in the process, taking off the second, getting the steal, is Addison DeChant. Yeah. 2-1 count on Hochstetler. Here's the next pitch. This is swung on and contacted straight behind. And now it's a 2-2 count on Hochstetler. The runner is now in scoring position. The chance to maybe snag her 41st RBI this season. This is an Onega team that has 188 RBIs on the year on 280 hits. 2-2 pitch, just a changeup. It's gone to the shortstop, picked up nicely by Porter, but she doesn't throw it. Instead, she throws it back to second, but in time for the slide safely in is Addison DeChant. So, going to mark that as a fielder's choice on Hochschilder reaching the first. Porter, instead of taking the throw to first, took the throw to second. The tag almost looked like it was in time, but getting back in there safely was a chance. Runner on first and second, only one out. Abby Ringel now at the bat. Change up, deliver. Down the plate, swung on a miss for strike one. Ringel, she's no strange face here to production here at the batting average. 313 on the season, 21 hits and 16 RBIs. Next pitch, fastball. This is blasted out, left, fouled. You can see that if she can get that perfect contact, I think Abby Ringel can go out towards the fences. She has not hit a home run yet this season, though. 0-2 count now. Changeup delivered. That was a cookie, but that was hit straight back. 0-2 count now on Ringel. Jaden Haskin on deck, and this is Savage in the hole. Trying not to let this Onega team get on a dangerous first inning start. Only one out, bottom the first. Run on first and second for Onega. DeChant at second. Hochschilder at first. Ringel batting on an 0-2 count, needing to protect. Batting glove on the left hand, orange and gray bat. Next one, it's a high riser that escapes way above the top of the catcher. It's a wild pitch. Addison DeChant to third and Hochschilder to second. Now both runners have advanced, and this sets up a nice opportunity here for the cleanup hitter, Abby Ringel.
Nice little sack fly here, would at least get one runner in, maybe two if Hochschilder gets on her high horse.
Next pitch, changed up just under the zone for ball two. So Ringel has a chance to wrangle in two runs on a 2-2. Here it comes. The windup, the pitch. This is blasted again out left, foul. And Abby Ringel is showing off her hitting power, but just seems to find that right contact. She has battled a nice at bat here. As the sun starts to speak, shine over the field. 2-2. Changeup delivers. This is blasted out towards center left. It will hit towards the fences. That'll clear the bases, and it's going to be a one-out, two RBI double for Abby Ringel.
Nice little blast there by Ringel all the way out into the left center field. There's nothing those two girls could have done to stop that, and nice gap area, nice little hit there. Way to battle at that at-bat.
Oh, we've seen two really nice hit foul balls from Ringel in that at-bat. You're like, man, if she can just get some perfect contact, she can really send one out far right there. She just put it on display. So Negan now leads 2-0 over JCN, the bottom of the first. Still only one out. Runner on second for Onega. Jaden Haskin now for that. Center fielder. First pitch. Fastball swung on high for strike one. Haskin, a senior. Was a really nice point guard in basketball. An all-around solid athlete for Onega. That's 362 here this season. On a softball standard. 29 hits. Next pitch, way high above the shoulders. This time, Haskin holds. Still a lot of these pitches, particularly these rise balls, get really high. Pull them in the keeper wild pitches for both teams. 1-1 count. Here's the next pitch. Another riser way above the zone for ball two. On the count, Jaden Haskin. Noel winds it up. Here's the pitch, and it's high again. The swung on a miss. And these risers, they went back and forth here on Haskin. She has swung on two, and she has holed off on two. Two-two pitch, and this one low. Swung on a miss. Haskin K's. And that was a nice little change of location in that zone, going four straight risers and then getting that drop ball in the mix there to get that K. Noel, our 65th K of the season. First pitch delivered down to Savage. It's fouled straight back for strike one. Runner still sits on second for Onega. As Ringel, after she reached on her one out, two RBI double. Two down now in the bottom of the first with a 2-0 lead for Onega over JCM. Here's the next pitch on Savage. It is low and away for ball one. 1-1 count on Savage. 1-1 count. Savage. No batting gloves. Next pitch, low into the dirt. That is a wild pitch. And taking up the third will be Ringel. It's the second wild pitch here of the game for Noel. That allows the runner to get the third. Savage, a lazy single, could help score. 2-1 count now. But two down, unfortunately, can't sacrifice for a run. 2-1 pitch. Changeup blasted outright. That's going to drop down for a hit. And a two-out RBI single for Marissa Savage. Already Onega showing clutch hitting, 2-for-3 with runners in scoring position in this bottom of the first. We talked about how pitching is important for both sides. Also, of course, getting those bats hot. Onega, they start off nicely here in the bottom of this first. Mackenzie Dorsey up to bat for Onega. Dorsey this season, bats 220. 9 hits on the season and 4 RBIs. She bats in the seventh hole. Right fielder, Junior, for Onega. Real lead for the Buffaloes now. This first pitch is to the right corner and in for strike one. Oh, 1 count on Dorsey. Here's the next delivery. It's a little too inside. 4-1. Mega head coach by Susan Booth, who has been an incredible coach here this season for this Onega team, has a lot of college experience as well that she brings to the lineup. Next pitch high and away for ball two. Jefferson County North, head coach by Phil Doman, assisted by Katie Williams. Onega is assisted by Alicia Van Dong. 2-1 count on Dorsey. Here's the next pitch, low under the knees for ball three. Dorsey stayed very patient here.
Tried to get a throwback there on, I believe it's Savage, or no, correction, number four.
Andy Wegman, so a courtesy runner actually came in for Onega. Didn't spot that, but Wegman's at first. A courtesy runner on for Savage. Next pitch here. This one is delivered as a pop-up towards the infield, and it goes over the glove of Turner, and thinking about turning, running to the third base bag and sliding in there safely is Wegman, the courtesy runner. That throw to third allowed Dorsey to extend the single and get to second.
That was a nice little run there by Wegman just to get around those bases. I mean, she kind of took a gutsy chance there, and I mean, it paid off, so that got me off guard too.
Got JCN off guard, and now Onega with runners on second and third. Still only two out. Kinley Van Dong now to bat, the freshman, batting eighth in this batting order. A chance to run two more in home for Onega in this bottom of the first. First pitch, this is low. It's down the left line, but it is foul for strike one.
That was almost like a perfect placement, right over the line. With the runner going, that would have been really hard. She probably would have made it there to first. Unfortunately, just rolled a little bit left into the foul. So she'll get another chance here at bat. Maybe she does it again.
This is a dangerous batter for the eighth spot, batting .462 on the season, 18 hits and 9 RBIs. Here's this next one. It is chopped in the shortstop. The throw is on time to first to get the out. The damage is limited to 3, and bases are left on second and third. Onega. Now a 3-0 over JCN, we head up to the top of the second here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hilltop Creations of Baileyville offers stained and painted cabinets, laminate, granite, or quartz countertops, plus onyx bathroom tops and showers. They can design and install as well. Call Chris Leertz with Hilltop Creations at 294-1875 for all of your cabinet and countertop needs.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Our communities are built on families, hard work, and looking out for one another. At SBS Insurance, we're here to help you do just that, with life insurance designed to protect your loved ones for years to come. Talk to your local independent agent at SBS Insurance today.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
At Taco John's, we believe a better Taco Tuesday starts with better tacos. So, that's what we make. That means cooking our crispy shells in-house daily for peak freshness. And seasoning 100% North American beef in our signature spice blend we've perfected over 55 years. With ingredients like that, tacos don't get any better. Oh, there's a taco deal on Tuesdays? I guess they do get better every Tuesday. Enjoy a better Taco Tuesday every Tuesday at Taco John's.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Top of the second. Here we go. JCN Onega, first pitch to Sabelka on the way. Fastball down the plate for strike one. Onega again leading 3-0 over JCN. Top of this second inning. Onega was able to score three runs in the bottom of the first. A four hits. Next pitch. Fastball swung on and contacted straight back. That'll be strike two. Sabelka, the junior designated player for JCN, is now down 0-2 and having to protect. Emily Wood on deck, the junior left fielder, and Bree Herpelding, the right fielder sophomore, in the hole. 5, 6, and 7 here in the order. Do up. And a second pitch in the corner, not even a swing. Sabelka goes down on strikes. A 3-pitch strikeout for Hochstetler. 2 Ks now on the game. Hochstetler on the season with 135 strikeouts. Next pitch delivered to Wood, high and out for ball one. Hochstetler also most strikeouts in, I believe, Onega history. It's a top pitcher indeed. Next delivery low under the knees for ball two. Emily Wood, you're up the bat. Left fielder batting 344 on the season. 2-0 count. Here's the pitch. Fastball swung on, and what a snag! A dive in the grass from the first baseman. The foul ball was out of play, but Ringel, what a dive.
That was a really impressive catch there by Abby Ringel. I mean, she dove for that out of, and even in the foul territory, that was really impressive.
Very impressive play there from Ringel at first base. Next pitch here in the first one to Herpelding is low for ball one. That's one thing that, of course, both teams trying to do today is play clean defense and make big plays. And Onega, they've made quite a couple here on defense and as well offense. Next pitch, high riser outside for ball two. Anytime you can get support from your supporting cast as a pitcher, your infield and outfield, it's always greatly appreciated, especially with those big plays. 2-0 count. Here's the next pitch, way high, and ball three it comes. Morgan Turner on deck, and Holly Knoll in the hole. 3-0 count on Herpelding, and not taking a swing. This pitch is in for strike one.
I kind of like the approach by Bree Herpelding. I mean, you didn't have to swing at that one. 3-0 count. Look to see what you can get next.
And this next one is high. Swung on and missed. Herpelding at once the advantage. 3-0 is now a full count. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Here's the pitch. Change up. Swung on and missed. And just facing the minimum, we head to the bottom of the second. Onega up 3-0 here to JCN.
Medical Pharmacy in Holton is your independent and locally owned pharmacy taking pride in providing the best possible service and care to our area communities. Medical Pharmacy focuses on convenience by offering free in-town delivery as well as a drive-up window to pick up your prescriptions. Call or stop by to inquire about the new mobile app for Medical Pharmacy with online bill pay options as well. Offering COVID and flu vaccines too from local pharmacists you know like Joe, Jeff, Leslie, and Dalton. Medical Pharmacy located adjacent to the hospital in Holton.
Heinen True Value Farm Supply in downtown Seneca is where you'll find the farm supplies you need, including air compressors, welding supplies, hand tools, fuel pumps, hydraulic cylinders, chains to nuts and bolts. They also carry a full line of steel chainsaws, plus Heinen has a variety of grass seeds and fertilizers. Check out their Just Ask rental department as they have lawn thatchers, spreaders, aerators, and cedar slicers for rent. Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rental. Behind every project is a true value.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
We head down to the bottom of the second. Onega ahead of this quarterfinal regional softball matchup, 3-0. At the bottom of the order, number 9 spot, and Tayden Muskie, the freshman second baseman. Muskie, a very powerful hitter here for the ninth spot. Nearly batting 300 in the season with 19 hits. First pitch delivered to her. A changeup. She shows bunt. It goes foul up to the right. First strike one. Onega, they brought 8 to the plate in the first inning. Again, 3 runs came off 4 hits. Addison DeChant led it off with a single. Stole second. Got a wild pitch to get to third. And she was brought in by a 1-out, 2 RBI double from Abby Ringgold. Next pitch here delivered. It is popped up high, playable from the infield, and there's a grab from Turner. That's the kind of play you need your infield to make here, or JCN and your defensive field, of course, to play and make. Now come up to bat, Aston Chant at the top of the order. The senior shortstop has already come around and scored once. And there's 1-for-1. First pitch, high and away for ball one. The chant, her 107th plate appearance of the season. 1-0 count, next pitch, change up, down the middle for strike one. And the chant actually leads this team with plate appearances with 107. She is actually the only player on this team to have over 100 plate appearances this season, so she is one of the most productive batters in that category. Being able to get up to the plate and make some noise. Next pitch, high and away for ball two. 2-1 count now on the chant. For the top of the order, Carly Chan on deck and Hawk Shuttler in the hole. Then up spot, Abby Ringel, also two. 2-1 pitch, here's a delivery. It is popped up straight up perfectly. And making the easy catch, Tenley Knoll from behind the plate for the out. Well, JCN has made a couple of good plays here on pop-ups.
Yeah, definitely some momentum building here, possibly here for the Chargers. I mean, you had a little struggle there in that first inning, and now getting this 1-2 pop-outs from the second baseman and the catcher, maybe this might be a little bit of momentum boost going into the bottom or in the top of the third.
Designated player, batting second in the order, Carly Chant, freshman, now bat, and 2 down. First pitch, way high, but Knoll catches it. It's ball one. Chant last time up, struck out on 3 pitches. A lefty in the order. Wide inner stance. Bend in the right knee. Here's the 1-0 pitch, high and away for ball two. Seventy plate appearances now in the season achieved by the young freshman. 2-0 count. Here's the delivery. It's going to be low and just outside of that right corner for ball three. Well, you're on a 3-0 count. You reckon that DeChant probably holds off here on this next pitch. Only takes if she thinks it looks good. 3-0 count. Here's the pitch. No swing, and she'll take a strike right down the plate.
Now, this is where you as a pitcher for Knoll has to just start climbing back. I mean, all you have 2 outs. you have a strike already, just two more strikes and she's out, or maybe just even a ground there would get out of this inning.
3-1, here's a pop, it's a blooper out the left, a two-out bloop single for Carly the champ. And now Onega, well, try to look maybe for a two-out rally here. Still up 3-0 in the bottom of the second. Well, the Hawks shoulder up the bat now. Last time she reached off a fielder's choice. First pitch to Hochstetler is fed straight back for strike one, foul ball. Hochstetler also came around and scored off the one out, two RBI double from Abby Ringel back in the last inning as she is due up next in the batting mat. 1-1 count, here's the pitch. It's fouled away again, and Hochstetler is now down 0-2 in the count. No balls, two strikes. As I mentioned, leads the team in batting average 527 of the season. Onega, they have a nearly 400 batting average on the year, which is extremely impressive. One of the best teams in Class 1 to 2A. Definitely a favorite to potentially come out of this tournament. The only one else in this regional that's worth deadly is Mission Valley, the number one spot, who last time I heard was tied 8-8 in their matchup. Next delivery was blown away for ball one. One, two count, Hochstetler. Next pitch, into the dirt. 2-2 now. Five hits on the game already for Onega. They have 285 hits on the season. Knoll looking to snag her third K this game. Next delivery, change up. It's blasted out to left field, but coming up for it and making the easy play will be Emily Wood. Well, we head out of the second inning. No damage given up to either teams here. 3-0 still Onega over JCN here on the MSU Sports Radio Network.
Earning a degree is easy with Highland Community College. Highland offers multiple locations and technical training across Northeast Kansas. Can't make it to campus? No problem. With Highland's online classes, even if you live out of state, all students pay one low rate. Summer and fall enrollment is open now. Don't wait. Complete the free application at highlandcc.edu/apply. Have more questions? Call us at 785-442-6020. Highland Community College keeps you close to home and far from debt.
In the ag market these days, insurance protection for your crop has never been more important. Crop Hail Protection provides coverage for hail, fire, vandalism, malicious mischief, truck overturn, and stored grain, to name a few. Call Beth Dieters today at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas, to protect your growing crop. For peace of mind on your piece of earth, call Midwest Crop Insurance, Seneca, Kansas, 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network, 92.1 KMZ. Top of the third, we now go. Onega up 3-0 over JCN. JCN up the bat, trying to get themselves here up on the board. First time coming up here, Morgan Turner batting eighth in the order. Probably Knoll to follow as 8 and 9. And back up to the top of the order with Reese Knoll and Brooklyn Porter. Morgan Turner waiting her first pitch, the sophomore, second baseman. Delivery is on the way. It's a fastball down the middle for strike one. Three Ks on the game for Hochstetler. 136 strikeouts on the season. Next pitch, change up. About a little outside for ball one.
Great pitch there. I mean, looks almost really close to a strike, but umpire called outside a little bit, so that was a great miss there by Hochstetler.
Next delivery is a fastball, swung on and missed. Turner, now down, 1-2 on the count. What's most dangerous here about Hochstetler is that, again, she is only a junior. So there is still another year of danger here for the TBL in this spot in the region. Next pitch, a little low and away for ball two. think they have went to the state tournament two consecutive seasons. In fact, Hochschilder has never missed an opportunity going to the state tournament. Definitely not wants to do that this season as well. Next pitch, into the dirt for ball three. Three balls, two strikes. This one's a 1-2 count. Back-to-back balls have filled it up. Full count on Turner. Here's a delivery. It is batted to the third baseman. Popped up off the glove. Throws to first, but the runner is safe. Consider that a single for Turner. It's a hard hit, and the play is kind of hard with that mud. So leadoff single for Turner. Holly Knoll up the bat. Her first pitch is a little high, but at the top of the zone for strike one. Knoll, third baseman, junior. Got 0-1. Next pitch, and a fastball that is swung on late by Knoll. That'll pick her up strike two. After this, we'll head back up to the top of the order with Reese Knoll, Brooklyn Porter, and Lyra Weiser. And this next one is swung on and missed. And Knoll, on just three pitches, strikes out. Now Reese Knoll up the bat, the freshman. A lot of freshmen dominating the top of the order for JCM with Reese Knoll and Brooklyn Porter. Wide stance, back of the box for Reese Knoll. Last time she struck out, not swinging. This first delivery is a little big changeup. That's like a lob over the plate, and that doesn't hit the zone for ball one. It's all Hochschilder actually strikes someone out on that last time here against Oskaloosa. Now she delivers a fastball way high for strike one.
See, that's the dangerous thing about Hochschilder. Not only could she throw that super fast ball, then she can just pull the string a little back and just make it really slow on you.
Next pitch, slow for ball three. I was kind of hearing her teammates speak before the game saying, that's a changeup? Because even sometimes her changeup have quite a bit of speed to them. And sometimes she knows how to really take the speed off. 3-0 count. Next pitch is under the zone for ball four. So a four-pitch walk. Reese Knoll gets on base. One out, run on first and second. Brooklyn Porter, freshman, now up to bat. She was the only one to reach base before this inning. First pitch, low and away for ball one. She reached via the walk on a four-pitch walk. Got the second on a wild pitch, but she was left stranded on second. Now she has a chance to score a teammate. The runner in scoring position. Next pitch, chops. It's going to go straight to the backstop, though. It's fouled. It's 1-1 now on Porter. With Weiser on deck. And Tilly Knoll in the hole. One out, run on first and second. 1-1 delivery, swung on and missed. That fastball blown past Porter. 1-2 count. Hochschilder, a nice lunge. Here's a delivery, fastball low. Staying patient, Porter doesn't take the swing. Earns ball two. 2-2 count on Porter. Freshman shortstop. 2-2 count. Here's a changeup. Lifted up and right through the pitcher at Hochschilder. And she makes the easy play. I'll tell you what, some of these pop-ups, I think it just makes it look like it's Matrix, the way they slow it all down and make an easy snag. Well, two down. Runner on first and second still. First pitch delivered to Weiser. Right down the plate for strike one. She popped up to the shortstop her last time up. JCN right now is 0-3 with runners in scoring position. They'd like to turn that dial. And this is going to hit the backside of Weiser, and she will drop to the ground as a hit by pitch. And she will get up, tough it out, a little grit of the teeth right there. So a great take. And now the bases are juiced up for JCN. The tying run is at first. And the go-ahead is at the plate. And, well, the go-ahead is currently right now having to take off all of her gear. She's in a smile right now. She wasn't sure if she was going to have to take off the gear or not for her next at-bat, but here she'll get it. The gear comes off. Bases are loaded. Down by three, top of the third, two outs. First pitch, top of the zone, but in for strike one. No last time up. End of the first inning with a pop up to the shortstop. JCM would like to get some runners to come through here. 0-1, next delivery. This one's chopped. If you took the fence out of the way, we could have probably made that play. That foul ball is now put null on an 0-2 count. No balls, two strikes. Can Hochschilder get out of this jam? 0-2, a fastball low and out for ball one. Now Hochschilder, she's not going to give up something easy here to swing on for this K. She wants to see if she can maybe get null to chase something. 1-2 count. Here's the next delivery, and it is fouled. Contact in the middle of that bat. That goes straight back and goes off the umpire's mask. He's all good. He gets checked up by Bellman from JCN. JCN looking to get these runs to come through. Tenley Knoll, who this season bats 423 RBIs on the season. Trying to get the first for JCN today. 1-2 pitch. Here comes Reiser up and out for ball two. And they throw down the third, but thankfully making that snag there, Van Dong prevents it from potentially going towards the outfield. 2-2 count. Hochschilder shakes her head. She nods her head again. She nods it a third time, and her catcher is like, I don't know what you want here is the strikeout pitch. And Hochschilder gives a lob. That's way above the zone for ball three. Not many times do you ever see a pitcher shake their head four straight times. Now she just comes up with a fastball down the middle and gets the K right there. Doesn't even give a chance for a signal. She says, no, I'm just going to do it all myself. That leaves the bases loaded. We go down to the bottom of the third, Onega 3, JCN 0 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Lloyd Simmons, Operation Assistant.
And I'm Hannah Reed, Assistant Vice President at the Farmer State Bank.
Spring is all about fresh starts, but it's also a busy season for scams.
Watch for texts about account problems, emails asking you to click urgent links, or calls demanding personal information. Remember, if it seems too good to be true,
it's a scam.
Stay alert, stay informed, and bank safely this spring.
That's what I like about Farmer State Bank.
In Holton, member FDIC.
Need dependable electrical service? Gerber Electric in Atchison is here to light the way. From quick fixes to major projects, their trusted team delivers quality work backed by free estimates and a satisfaction guarantee. And while you're out, swing by their retail store at 405 North 17th Street for everything you need to keep things powered up. Bulbs, batteries, breakers, connectors, and more. Gerber Electric. It's not just a job. It's a tradition. Stop in or give them a call today.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Up to that for Onega. Bottom of the third we go. Abby Ringel, the senior. Jaden Haskins, the senior. And the junior, Mavista Savage, batting fourth, fifth, and sixth in the batting order. 3-0, Onega over JCN. JCN, they had the bases loaded in the top of the third, but, well, Hochschilder was able to get an impressive strikeout. All heat, no freeze. Freeze up the batter, at least. But, man, that was an incredible strikeout that she had against Tenley Knoll. Delivered a quick pitch. Didn't even give a chance for her catcher to give her a signal. First pitch to Ringel is chopped out to the left for a ball for strike one. And they get with five hits today. Ringel down 0-1. Next delivery is high and out to the left for ball one. Nega had their leadoff man reach there in the first inning with Addison DeChamp on a single. One one count on Ringel. Here comes the next pitch. It's way high for ball two. Ringel last time up had the one out, two RBI double. That cleared Addison DeChamp and Earl Hochschilder in from second and third. 2-1 count. Next delivery is high for ball three. Got a 75-degree day. Cloudy and south winds of nearly up to 20 miles an hour. Rain has pushed back in a lot of games. Either got pushed way up today to about a noon start time, and a lot of games got pushed back to tomorrow. Next pitch, changeup gets wrangled, a little jammed. There goes now on a full count, 3 balls, 2 strikes.
You could tell by the way she swung that she really wanted that one, but unfortunately not keeping her eye on the ball. Kind of pulled her head a little bit, looked like, and she just kind of missed it.
Full count pitch, way high inning. Pringle earns the walk. Now Jaden Haskin up to bat, the senior center fielder with Avisa Savage on deck, and Mackenzie Dorsey in the hole. Senior, junior, junior coming up all there in the order. Brad Haskin, the senior, getting ready for her second at bat. The first one in a strikeout. First pitch is way high. It's going to be a wild pitch. Ringo will get the second. That's the third wild pitch of the game now for Reese Knoll, the freshman pitcher. Jaden Haskin. Way high in the box. Wide stance. Kind of lunges a little bit to her back right knee. And takes a big hack and a swing on this pitch. But that is a little behind for strike one. Asking the season, batting 362 coming into today with 23 RBIs and 29 hits. Next pitch, fastball down the middle, swung on a miss. Haskin has been late now on two, back-to-back. One-two count on Haskin. Next delivery, it's blasted outright, and it'll get just above the second baseman. A blooper. Ringel gets to third, and Haskin... A bloop single out over the head of Turner. This is Savage now off the bat. With the bases loaded in the corners. But no outs. Bottom of the third, 3-0 Nego ahead. And a one pitch here hit out to left field. And easy to decide to strike for Savage. One run comes through. The ball gets thrown all the way back to home plate, and that allows Savage to extend the single. She's now at second, as again, Haskin is at third. It's an RBI single from Avisa Savage, and a potential pitching change for JCN, or at least a meeting at the bare minimum. All right, now, Onega, they've been doing a pretty good job in this game at the at-bat. What have you seen so far, Blaine?
I mean, so far, I'm going to completely take back what I said. At the very beginning of this game, you asked me what would it take for either team to win. I said it was going to be a pitching game. Well, the thing is that this Onega team has been really good at batting. I mean, in this first inning, you had that, you're down one out. I mean, you had a very tight count, and next thing you know, all of a sudden, you get this double to go off, take the lead. And that ended up scoring 3 runs in that inning. We're starting to have some great at-bats here in this third inning, which gives it now to 4 runs. And so it looks like we're just making progress from here. So, therefore, looks like for Onega, the strong thing is batting. That's where JCN is also struggling right now, is their batting.
JCN's coach comes over, gives a quick little pep talk to Reese Null, tries to calm down the nerves. And here, overall, set second, Wegmus come in as the courtesy runner. Mackenzie Dorsey now up the bat. No outs. Run on first or second and third here, rather. And this pitch is way high for ball one. On the game, Onega is 3 of 5 with runners in scoring position. Their batting has been pretty clutch so far. With all those hits resulting in RBIs again. And here, this is a wild pitch. That will allow run to come through. It slides some dust behind her. And Jaden Haskin scores the run off a wild pitch. That's the 4th wild pitch of the game for Reese Knoll. The wild pitch also allows Savage's courtesy runner, Wegman, to get to third. Now she's in, again, still scoring opportunity at third. Still no outs. 5-0, Nega over JCN, bottom of the third. We're at the 7th spot in the order for the Buffs. Mackenzie Dorsey, the right fielder. Third pitch here on her count. is high for ball three. Dorsey, the right fielder, last time up, a single. Scored Abby Ringel back in the first. And this next pitch is high. That'll be ball four. The four-pitch walk accompanied right after a wild pitch. And still the freshman, Null, still trying to get herself back on track. But Onega may have put this train right where they need to. And they are chugging along here in this bottom of the third. Pitch delivered to Van Dong. First here in this count. It's down the plate for strike one. Van Dong's last plate appearance recorded an out. Ground out to Porter, the shortstop. End of the first inning. Still no outs. Runners on second and third. And this pitch gets contacted, delivered out towards left but foul. Beyond the light pole for strike two.
Once again, this is a nice little area where a sac fly could possibly score not one, but maybe even two, depending on where it's hit.
Didn't even realize, but Dorsey's still second. So she's on second right now, right on second and third. 0-2 count. Here's the pitch. This is blasted out towards left field. That'll drive into a two RBI single. Dropped down by Kinley Van Dong, the freshman. Van Dong, her 10th and 11th RBI this season, accompanied right off of her 19th hit. Gee, that's over 460 this year.
And it looks like we're having a pitching change here. Number 23, I believe.
Yeah, coming in for JCN will be Brooklyn Porter. We'll real quick take a 30-second break. We'll come right back. Still no outs. Bottom of third, 7-0. Nick over JCN, MSU Sports, your network.
Hilltop Creations of Baileyville offers stained and painted cabinets, laminate, granite, or quartz countertops, plus onyx bathroom tops and showers. They can design and install as well. Call Chris Leertz with Hilltop Creations at 294-1875 for all of your cabinet and countertop needs.
Cody Ireland with Ice Automotive, just south of Holton.
Welcome to Ice Automotive, your destination for top-notch automotive care.
Cody, what do you guys specialize in?
Specializing in light and medium diesel repairs. We excel in stock trailer wiring and repairs, alignment services, tire solutions, and more. Your one-stop full-service shop for all your automotive needs. Trust us for expert care and reliable service. Let Ice Automotive keep you rolling smoothly on the road.
Visit iceautomotivellc.com or call 364-2871 to schedule your appointment today.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network on 92.1 KMZ. Pitching change for Onega. They put in Brooklyn Porter here, the freshman, to try to take over for Reese Noll, the freshman who has given up so far 7 runs in this game. We're at the bottom of the third, still no outs. Onega, they are on a roll right now. Bottom of the order, here we go. It's Hayden Motzke, and we'll head back up to the top. Hayden the chance, and Carly the chance. First pitch here delivered to Motzke is fouled straight back for strike one. Kinley Van Dong just hit a two RBI single for her 10th and 11th RBIs of the season. She's on first. Porter delivers this next one. It is fouled left. The change defensively is simple. Reese Noll is now at shortstop, and Brooklyn Porter has now stepped inside the circle for JCN. Everything else remains the same. You still have Burke at first, Turner at second, Holly Noll at third, Kelly Noll behind the plate, Wood out in left, Weiser out in center, and Erpelding in right. 0-2 count. Here's the pitch. This is hit strong right down center field. Crossing to third, but now heading back to second is Van Dong. Another single here for Onega. They have dropped the whole mixtape here in this third inning. But 4 runs coming through, 4 singles, 2 walks. 6 straight batters now have reached with Aston DeChant back up to the top of the order for Onega. Here in a bat with runner on first and second. Pitch to her is high for ball one. She is 1-for-2 today. A single that came around and scored back in the first. And a pop up to the catcher in the last inning. He has seen the plate in the last in three straight now, every inning in this game so far. Next pitch here, low. It's going to be a pass ball, and it throws to third base, and that'll get away from Knoll, and that'll allow Van Dong to come through and score. So a pass ball allowed Van Dong to get to third. The throw to third base, so Knoll got passed on an error, and Van Dong came around and scored. And now Motzke's at second. Next pitch here delivered to the chance. It is for strike one. Now 2-1 count asking the champ. Carly Chan on deck. 2-1 count. Here's the delivery. It's a changeup and swung on and missed. Chance is even Steven at the 2-2.
The Chargers are getting kind of in a dangerous zone here. Not completely there yet, but the Buffalo is only about 5 runs away.
And this is a hit towards the center. It was nearly stopped by the pitcher and Porter. Throw back to home. The runner is safe. And then while there's a throw to home for Motzke, the champ is able to extend her single and get to second. So Nega jumbling this JCN defensive field right now. And this is going to be another break for Coach Doman for JCN as he's going to have to come in and talk to his team. So again, right there, that was a nice hit by the chant. It went off the glove of Porter and the trajectory of it just sent it right past the second base bag towards the left of it, out towards right field. And it allowed Motzke to come around and score home. The throw to home got the chance a second. And now Onega, still no outs, have produced 6 straight consecutive runs in this inning with 5 hits. And, you know, you don't want to probably bring them up quite yet. It's 10 after 5, but it's also 15 after 3. That holds here.
Yeah, I was just bringing that up there. I had my math wrong, but only 6 runs away. So the Chargers are kind of getting in a dangerous zone here. Need to come in, bring together the lock in, and try to see if they can't get out of this pickle.
First pitch is a chant. Is a little low, but in for strike one. The chant 1-for-2 today, a single and a strikeout. Reach in the last inning in the second. She was the only one to reach. Next pitch on the 0-1, delivered high. It's a wild pitch. 5th of the game for JCN. And Addison DeChant is now on third.
One count right now.
1-1. Here's the delivery. High and away for ball 2. The champ this season, .386 batting average coming into today, 22 hits, 15 ribbies, 71 plate appearances. 1-1 count, this one straight into the dirt, and now approaching and running towards the bag and safe. What a take by Addison DeChant. She was kind of creeping up, kind of like a Jurassic Park moment to a Velociraptor, and then kind of seeing the catcher had nowhere near the ball, and then she took off. It was able to get that slide into home.
That was just great awareness there by Addison DeChant to just go after it, even with the risk of being tagged out. She saw that the catcher was confused, and she took her moment and pounced on it.
2-1. Here the count. Still on Carly DeChant, and this delivery is a fastball into the inner seam for strike 2. Carly DeChant now, even Steven here on a 2-2 count. A lot of mistakes here for JCN has allowed for runs to come through. The bases are right now cleared. 10-0 our score. Full count delivered on DeChant, and this is south straight back. We'll keep it to the full count. 3 balls, 2 strikes.
Last time there was a full count in this game was Abby Ringel, the top of this inning, or top lineup of this inning, and she got all the way home.
Yeah, I got herself a walk in. Speaking about it, here's a walk earned by Carly DeChant. And now all 9 batters for an inning in the lineup have come up to the plate in this bottom of the third and still no outs, most impressively. This is quite the rally. A little Hochstetler now up to bat. 0-for-1 today. Reached off a fielder's choice back in the first and came around and scored. First pitch down the middle for a changeup for strike one, and it's fielded a second. The chant now puts herself in scoring position. Onega today, in a really impressive stat line, is 5 of 7 with runners in scoring position. 0-1 count, high riser above the zone for ball one.
Kinley Nolan's done a great job tonight at stopping majority of the wild pitches. I mean, yeah, there's a few that are just a little too tall, a little too high, and that's not something she can control. So she's been great otherwise for all the pitches.
Fast pitch delivery down the middle, swung on a miss by Hochstetler. It puts her on a 1-ball, 2-strike count now. Up next, Abby Ringel and Jaden Haskin. Ringel, who's been very productive today, she has reached tries, scored twice, 2 RBIs. Next pitch to Hochstetler is fouled away out towards the right line. Out of the fences. Also tomorrow, KMZA broadcasts, and a lot of broadcasts is actually going on tomorrow. I'll be up at Frankfurt at a start time of 2 o'clock for GCN and Donovan West. To follow will be Onega. Frankfurt, winner of both those games, will head to the championship. That first game on KMZA, the rest of follow will be on M. And now this next pitch is hit out to center right on a rope by Hochstetler. It'll score Carly DeChant. An RBI single for Hochstetler keeps this line rolling. And now 10 have come up to the plate in this inning. Bottom of the third. 8 runs have scored in this inning. Next pitch into the dirt. It's a wild pitch. 6th of the game for JCN. And Hochstetler, 2-2. She is in scoring position. Onega, the mighty 6 of 8. RISP. 1-0 count. Next delivery. High, but just in for strike one. Ringel. Tied up on a 1-1 and looking for a steal here and getting it. Hochstetler slides in safely to third. A sacrifice would score. 1-1 count on Ringel. Here's the pitch. It's low into the dirt and kicking off her home. The slide is safe. What a play by Hochstetler. She removed her left arm, slid in with her right, got away from where the tag was coming from. And that is the third time today, I think, that Onega has come through and scored off a wild pitch.
Yeah, it's
7 today for JCN.
That's just something that the JCN has been struggling at, not only the at-bats, but also pitching. I mean, they're doing great for a good portion, but there's been too many wild pitches that are letting the batters to get home, the runners to advance home.
Well, this may just be a 15-after-3 game. Onega's up 12-0 at JCN. Still no outs in the bottom of the third. This has been quite the bottom inning. 2-2 count. This next pitch is low to the dirt for ball 3. And if you're Brooklyn Porter, you just want to get the first out right here.
Yeah, that would be an amazing momentum shift. I mean, yeah, they've been struggling this inning. But just that singular out would hopefully maybe start a spark back into this defense, get 2 more outs, and continue this game.
And this next pitch is low. That'll be ball 4. Abby Ringel gets a walk from the full count, which also happened last time in this same inning, as she led it off with a full count walk. She reached second off a wild pitch and scored off a wild pitch. So 2 have actually come through and scored just this inning alone off wild pitches. It's been a wild inning. 4 pitches more specifically. And here first pitch to Haskin. Will be considered fair. The throw's to first. It's not in time. Now there's a throw to third, and that is not in time. And then the runner takes off to second, and she's in there in time and safe. Ringel to third. Jaden Haskin, who reaches off the punt single, takes off to second on the throw to third. And, man,
that was a great play.
This is a bonanza inning here for Onega. They have just released an entire can. And we may just see another change here in this same inning for JCN. And again, still no runs here, Blaine. Or no outs.
Yeah, I mean, right now, it looks like the coach has got the whole team. Normally, when you see a coach come in, it's only your infielders. No, this is the outfield as well. So this is just a big talk to the whole team, get their heads in the right space, kind of give a little bit of a pep talk. I mean, you're only 3 runs away from possibly getting run ruled in this game.
In the third.
Yeah, only in the third inning as well. So not something you want to go, especially in the first round of the playoffs.
Here comes Beth. This is Savage. She represents what would be the game-winning run. And then, Kinsey Dorsey on deck. Savage is up the bat. She was kind of off somewhere else. Now she comes back, talking to her coach. Still no outs. Turner on second and third. And this pitch is hit right towards the shortstop. It's thrown to first. They get the first out, but the sacrifice will at least one run to come through. So it's a sacrifice ground out for Mrs. Savage. And, you know, you might kind of want to weigh the positive negative there. You allow one run to come through for a negative. If you're JCN, you at least record the first out. But it's been a very long and kind of painful inning. Mackenzie Dorsey now up to bat. First pitch, change up and a little away for ball one. She has reached twice today, a walk and a single. Yet to get out. First out of the inning here in the bottom of the third. 13-0 inning over JCN. Next pitch delivered. This is blasted hard out to center left and making the pop out play. That was Emily Wood. And I'm asking to maybe judge that slightly better. That could have also been a sacrifice that could have turned in for a run. She probably thought that was going to go long.
Yeah, she was a little guard. She was a little bit ahead of the base. She didn't, wasn't really tagged up. And so once the left fielder caught the pop fly there, she had to tag up, and she just didn't take off from there.
That could have potentially been the 14th run, though, but not much to really complain about. It's a big hit here. Kinley Van Dong in the eighth hole. She'll bring in the run for Haskin anyway. And now two out. A two out RBI single for Van Dong. And, man, this train still keeps running despite the outs. And now the game-winning run is at first for Onega. Hayden Motzke up to bat, and then we'll head back up to the top of the order for Onega to ask him to chant. 16 have come to the plate here in this bottom of the third for Onega. They lead 14-0 over JCN. First pitch, way high on Motzke, and now take off the second is safe. Van Dong has put herself into scoring position.
Only two more bags, and that should be game.
1-0 count. Here's the pitch. It's a little high above the zone on Motzke. 4-2. Runner still on second. Motzke today, 1-for-2. A pop-up to second in the second inning, and a single in this earlier in this one. Next pitch. Change up to the left corner for strike one. And right now, Cougar Brooklyn 40, you just don't want to not a wild pitch get through. 7 wild pitches a day from JCN. Here's the next delivery. This one is hit hard. It's grabbed by the shortstop. The throw is to first, but it's going to be an error. It'll allow Motzke to get to first off the E6, and Van Dong will get to third. Well, that could have ended the inning, but it will continue. The game-winning run now is at third. And Addison DeChant can end this one here. Addison DeChant today, 2 singles, one of the best batters on this team. First pitch, this is swung on, it's fall down in the right field. And that, I believe, potentially should be game here. It's 15-0, and that will conclude it. 15 after 3 run rule. Addison DeChant walks it off with a 2-out RBI bloop single out to right field as she finishes the day 3-for-4. We'll take a step aside here. We'll be back here in a couple minutes. 15-0, Nega over JCN. They move on here in the regional.
Struggling with chronic pain, Holton Community Hospital is collaborating with Holistic Pain Management to bring expert non-opioid pain care to you. From arthritis and back pain to migraines and nerve pain, we provide advanced treatment to help you get back to what you love, pain-free. You don't have to travel far for relief. Get expert care close to home. Visit HoltonHospital.com to learn more. Pain is real, but so is hope.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by your finances? Managing money can be confusing, but understanding the cost involved is key to your financial success. At Bob Schwartz Financial, we simplify the process. Our advisors break down the cost of managing your investments, helping you make informed decisions. From fees to potential returns, we're here to guide you every step of the way. Let us help you achieve your financial goals without the hidden surprises. Schedule your free consultation today at bobschwartzfinancial.com.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
Do you know I've been around Life Care Center Seneca for 40 years, and I'm only 44. My name is Sarah Knowles, DON of Life Care Center Seneca. My mother, Sandy Cook, has worked at Life Care Center Seneca for 47 years. The caregiver longevity at Life Care Center of Seneca is 10.8 years. We have no travel staff, and our caregiver base is strong. Not every nursing home is the same. Please come and see for yourself. Life Care Center of Seneca, serving the area for 45 years. 785-336-3528.
Life better with American Family Insurance, because we know in making the most of your home, DIY doesn't just stand for do it yourself. It also means dream it yourself. And we're here to help protect the dreams you're building. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brad Noller, agent, at 785-273-7502 today. That's 785-273-7502.
Looking for a fresh, fast, and delicious meal in Atchison? Head to Subway, conveniently located under the 5th Street Viaduct. From made-to-order sandwiches and wraps to crisp salads, protein bowls, and breakfast options, Subway has something for everyone, any time of day. And be sure to watch for their special $6.99 meal of the day for a great deal on your favorites. Fresh ingredients, great value, and made just the way you like it. Eat fresh at Subway in Atchison.
Lifetime Eye Care of Holton is the premier eye care facility with three local doctors, Leslie Gallagher, Nikki Mirpool, and Stacey Nehus. These eye docs will wow you with their dedication to providing excellence in patient care, clinical education, and optical services with the very best and latest technology on site. Lifetime Eye Care also provides the highest quality lenses, frames, and contacts to correct your vision and protect your eye health. Online at LifetimeHolton.com or stop by for advanced eye care with a hometown touch. Lifetime Eye Care is on the south side of the Holton Square.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Your 92.1 KMZ, Crittenden Prophet, Blaine Burdick, and Justin Fluke back in studio. This game ends in just three innings. Class 1-2A regional softball matchup down here at Onega. Final game time, 1 hour and 7 minutes. Onega over JCN. Run ruling it just in 3-15-0. And what a game. Let's run through a couple of these stats real quick. JCN, no runs, one hit, no errors, four left on base. Onega left five on base, no errors, 14 hits and 15 runs. Going 8-12 with runners in scoring position. This game started off with Onega getting three runs in the bottom of the first off four hits. Both teams didn't score any runs in that second inning. And then we kind of go up to that top of the third. JCN gets the runner on. They actually get they load the bases in the top of the third, but they can't get anything out of it. Onega, they head to the bottom of the third. They bring 18 up to the plate in the bottom of the third, produce 9 hits and 12 runs to end the game. The game concluded on a 2-out RBI bloop single from Addison DeChant, but I'll tell you what, this team absolutely batted rounds there in that inning. At one point, they had scored 9 consecutive runs in the bottom of the third. Also, happy birthday is being sent, right? So happy birthday to whoever that was. Probably a great wish today was a victory, and they definitely got that. But again, an absolute great showing for Onega offensively. One of their best offensive outings this season. And you can kind of compare that to last year with this team, how they started regional play. Their first opponent at regional last year was Blue Valley Randolph, who they also beat 15-0, ended that game early. They would then go on and play Valley Heights. They would lose 12-2, a chance to play Valley Heights as they are against the Clouds right now. That game will probably be decided a little later. This one ended again pretty early. And then in the championship game, they faced Valley Heights in the championship game, and they won 12-2. They actually faced Donovan West in the second place match, but they will not have a chance to face D-West this season. But again, kind of a similar feel to last year. Definitely a really great team, overall team. A lot of great play. You know, Blaine, what did you see today?
I saw a lot of great at-bats from the Onega Buffaloes. I mean, what was that, 12 consecutive runs there in the bottom of the third to eventually run Rule JCN. Now, coming into this game, hearing the baseball boys, JCN, upsetting Valley Falls, Valley Falls, kind of expecting the same. I was kind of hoping that the JCN girls, knowing how good they were in basketball as well, were kind of making the same push, same aggression, showing that they can be just as good as underdogs as well, just as the girls' side. Unfortunately, it came a little short today. That just came from the great overall batting from the whole Onega Buffalo team.
I think a big separation you have is kind of young versus experience. We're a lot here on JCN. Look at the top of the order. It's kind of all freshmen. Both pitchers today were freshmen for JCN, where Onega got a very experienced and well-vetted junior in Hochstetler who took that circle today and pitched a gem. She has pitched a gem every time I have seen her pitch. And, you know, being able to continue that production. Real quick, we'll take one more step aside. We'll come back, give you the stats one more time, and then a couple of honorable mentions here for this game, player performances, back after this here on the MSU Sports Radio Network.
Since 1996, R&S Maintenance Service has been a leader in industrial manufacturing, support, and repair in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, equipment removal and installation, and dumpster service, R&S Maintenance Service is a proud supporter of local student-athletes. Visit online at rnsmaintenance.com or stop by off K4 Highway since 1996 in Meriden.
At Foster, Ford, and Holton, we know your time is valuable. To make it convenient for you, all of our new and used inventory is online at www.fosterfordinc.com. Search through our new and used inventory, and if you have any questions, feel free to give us a call at 785-364-4646, and we'll be glad to help. Or you can always come see us at Foster Ford on Highway 75 in Holton.
FW Houston Medical Center is here for all of your health care needs. Have an illness late at night or on the weekend? Come visit FW Houston's 24/7 walk-in clinic. Call us today at 913-774-4340 to learn more.
At Ron Kurtz Body Shop, their experienced staff will assist you when you most need assistance. Making friends by accident since 1983, Ron Kurtz Body Shop will get you back on the road in no time. From painless dent repair to body work, they do it all. With newer vehicles being built with aluminum, many shops can't assist. Have no fear, Kurtz is here. See Ron, Teresa, or Derek today and become a part of the family tradition since 1983. Ron Kurtz Body Shop in Holton, Kansas, taking the dents out of accidents.
Hey, Nemaha Central and Centralia Panther fans. Want to show your school spirit and support your school? First Heritage Bank has the answer with our School Spirit debit card. With every swipe of your custom NC Thunder or Centralia Panther debit card, First Heritage Bank will donate a portion of the transaction back to your chosen school. The more you use your School Spirit debit card, the more support for school programs, sports, and students. Stop by any First Heritage Bank location or give us a call to find out more information and to get your custom card. Show your spirit and support our local schools. Member FDIC.
It's time for you to get the care that you deserve. When you're in our hands, you can rest assured that you're getting the best that there is. Here at Atchison Senior Village, we strive every day to be the skilled nursing facility of choice in our community. We make sure that each day you spend with us is filled with the caliber of service that will make your stay comfortable, safe, and therapeutic. Our in-house therapy team promotes quality outcomes for short-term, long-term, and outpatient residents. Let us take care of you or your loved one. For more information, contact me, Nikki Weigel, today at 913-209-0138.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network. You're on 92.1 KMZA. Credit Profit, Susan Booth, head coach of Onega, and Justin Flick back in studio. One final time here. Thought I'd bring Susan Booth here into the booth here today. Great victory for Onega. 15-0 spot here for JCN and in the game in three innings. And now moving on to the semifinal. First off, Coach, you know, what a great game, offensive explosion. What are your thoughts here from today's game and from your players?
I was very impressed how they came out very aggressive with their bats. That's what we were planning on doing, and they did it. They were aggressive on the bases. We just told them to practice the things they needed to practice on, and they all did a really good job of that.
You talked about kind of the base running here today. A lot of great takes from, you know, JC, I think, finished today with 7 wild pitches, a lot of takes in that third base back, getting the home. You know, kind of what's the mindset there with some of that confidence in your players being able to take that run and get those runs scored?
I was always taught to be aggressive on the bases, and that's what these girls are taught to. So if we have a chance to score, we're going to try.
And going into, you know, your defensive side here, Hochschilder, she's been an incredible pitcher here for you this season. You know, leads so many categories, over 130 strikeouts this season. Just tell me about her, what this season's been for her. Still a junior, what she's going to bring here in this postseason.
She is a very strong pitcher. Her and Marissa go to practice together. They do really well calling their pitches. Alicia, my assistant, she's wonderful at helping them call their pitches. They work really, really well together. Willow really worked hard on her placement, and she's gotten stronger as the season's gone on.
So your granddaughter, she's had this team for the last 3 years. You've taken over this year.
Daughter-in-law.
Thank you for the correction there. But this team has went to state these last two straight years. You know, what's it going to take to get this team to get to that state tournament once again this season?
I know the girls have felt a lot of pressure this year, new coach coming in, which is understandable. Alicia, my assistant, she's wonderful. She's been with them from the start. We complement one another. She was an infielder. I was an outfielder. I'm a left-handed slap hitter, so you see a lot of short game. I like to play a lot of short game, and she's a real big power hitter. And with the girls, we just have to play one pitch at a time, one game at a time, and go from there. I know we have some stuff we're going to work on tomorrow after today, even though we had such a good win. But we're looking forward to our next games on Wednesday.
I guess one last question I have for you. Today your team was really great in the clutch, hitting 8 of 12 runners in scoring position. I mean, kind of how do you kind of help your team when you have players in that situation? How do you kind of calm them down and be able to capitalize in those moments?
The girls, we do a lot of situational stuff at practice, and we'll scrimmage amongst each other. The girls are really good at reading everything. We've really, really worked on the, like, minimizing the errors, because at the beginning of the season they were having errors that didn't, you know, errors that were not even, didn't need to be.
Yep.
So we've been really working on, like, the throws we don't need to be throwing, or, you know, stealing when you're not given a sign, little things like that.
Yeah.
But the girls are just, they're doing really well.
Well, Coach, I appreciate you. Thank you for taking some time here aside. Again, Onega getting the victory 15-0 over JC, and they move on to the semifinal. Again, thank you, everybody, for listening to this broadcast. Again, we continue our broadcast tomorrow night, 2.1 KMZ, and all of our other stations as well. So from Print and Profit, Blaine Burdick, Susan Booth, and Justin Fluke back in studio, thank you for listening.